Bava Kama, Perigdal Mishnah Vov. Shor Shahayim is Chachach Bekoisel, Venofel Al Ha'odom. We're dealing over here with a shor that Taka killed, and there should be a Chiv Ritzicha, except that over here he didn't mean to trample on somebody, he didn't mean to gore somebody and to kill him. It's not a Maisa Karen, even though the distinction between Karen and Shein Viregel is Legabi Hezik. Here we're dealing with Ritzicha, but the Mishnah uses that type of idea to mimchalik over here between different Ritzichas. The animal, Batsman, was scratching itself against the wall, had absolutely no malicious intent. Lamaisa, a cow, is stronger than he gives himself credit for. Lamaisa, the wall fell down. Vinofal ala odom, and the wall killed the person. We don't see that as a maiser ritzicha of the behemoth. Another example, the animal saw red on a different behemoth. It's not a ritzicha sa'odom. V'horag sa'odom. Or, loivikachom v'horag ben yisrael. Here's even more of a chiddush. As far as the show is concerned, the show didn't faher him whether he knows Shema Yisrael or whether he knows how to read a Tosfos. The show only knows that he's a person. That means the show saw blood. The show is a ritzicha. Except that his Maisa Ritzicha of the Shor was Loivika Chavim, Vorak Ben Yisrael. That's Taminen in Miskavim. It doesn't say anything about the nature of the Harika. Lenefolim Vorak Ben Kayoma. He saw a Yid, but he saw a Yiddish Akint, a child that's less than 30 days old, who doesn't have a din of a Bar Kayoma. The Lochas Bechalatari Kulla Moshe Lagabi Ritzech, Mesech Sanhedrin. That if a person, Achmal Islam, kills a newborn infant, if he's a Nefil, if he's less than 30 days, or he's born with some type of medical situation which is not sustainable with life. So that's called a nefil. Nefil means he's a gefalme, he's going to die. V'horag ben kayoma, and a maisa de shor was mechaven to do that which was not a maisa ritzicha legally, al pi halacha, and a maisa he did do a maisa ritzicha, the halacha is his potter. So l'chor, this Mishnah says in a nutshell, has nothing to do with the shor is malicious or not. Even if the shor is full of being malicious, it's not enough that somebody died as a result of his activity. It's not enough that the shor is malicious. It has to be the shor did a maisa ritzicha, where you would see that maisa ritzicha as something that would be mechayiv, a human, if a yid killed b'chi agadno with asor, you'd get misa. An enim iskavin is not chayiv as far as the behem is concerned. Now, the way the Rav explains this is the klal that we said in the previous Mishnah, k'misa saban u'kach misa sashor, that we see the mice of the shor as a mice yitzech. We're not killing the shor in order to get rid of something dangerous. You see a snake slithering down the street, a poisonous rattlesnake, you step on his head. Nothing to do with a psak misa. It has to do with getting rid of something that could hurt other people. Over here, the point is not you're removing the shor because it's a menace. The point is, there's a mice ritzicha, and you kill him with the whole ceremony and the whole tzuras adin of a mishpat with a psak din. It's a chiddush, a psak din on a shor. But that's the din. So if a mice ritzicha is only bekavana, avad, let's say you know there's a wild shor on the rampage, and he's threatening people, he's threatening life and limb, and he even killed somebody. Avad, it's a mitzvah to shoot him down. But that's not the psak that we're talking about. We're not talking about protecting the public welfare. We're talking about a psak misa of skilo in Bezdin, where the chalois that it's also bahano. What you see is that even a person who's a roitzeach, he's potter if he did a maisa ritzicha shalev kavana. Somebody took out a gun with he's shooting, he's a sniper, he's shooting with a telescopic sight from far away. And he's a ritzech in cold blood. L'maisi, he was mechavin for Reuven, he hit Shimon. You want to know, should the person be put out of commission under circumstances described in Misach Sanhedrin, when a person is a roidif, when a person is a ritzech? Yes, of course. But the shaila is, did he do a maisa ritzicha? The Torah over here is megala, that a maisa ritzicha is only when he meant to be mechavin the person that actually got killed. If not, it's mafkir the shem maisa ritzicha. It's worth pointing something out. The Rishonim say a chiddush in the previous Mishnah that we didn't mention, that the whole din, that there's a process of three times the shor zatam, u'bal hashor noki, and he only pays kofi the fourth time. That's only true when we're talking about derech negicha, derech mishuna. The same way the Torah is makel on Karen, that's only chazik nazi migufoi, so it's also ubal hashanoki the first three times. Mashenken, what happens if the shor kills derech hanosoi? He's partially eating, and derech the eating, where he's walking down the street, and he steps on somebody who's lying on the street. So it's derech hanosoi, he's not doing it to shtois. The halach is the rishonim ha-mechadish that since he's a mu'ud mitchila, same way he'd pay for hezek, he'd pay nezek sholim the first time around. The halach over here is that there'll be a chiv koifer by shen v'regel. Other rishonim want to argue. Other rishonim want to say the ma'aseh the Torah is mechadish, the chiv koifer, in a case where the shor was following a killer instinct. So well, that needs four times to turn him into a shor mu'ud l'kach. Mechit teisi, that the din of a shor reitzeach has the same din of a behemoth walking down the street and he steps on something, or if he eats strawberries from somebody's container. That's derech achila. And that, legabi hezek. But legabi the shem reitzeach, who says that you have that kula? So there are shem that argue. So lemaisa, over here, what you have is a case where the shor meant to do something lahanosoi, by shor shay mischak b'kaisel, he should be chayv the first time around. So Hashanim say that for an animal to be mischak b'kaisel so strongly that memela it's nafal ala adam is unusual. So we're not talking over here about shen v'regel. We're talking over here where it was taka derech hanosoi, but it's not on the level of shen v'regel where it's kerogel, where that's what should have happened. It's considered a ma'aseh mishuna, it's keren. So you have to go through the process and only the fourth time becomes chayv. But ma'aseh, since he was miskaven, he wasn't miskaven to do the ma'aseh ariga, so odom, so memela, he doesn't have the full din of a ritzach, and you can't be psycho the shor. Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah adds a few protim. Shor ha'isho. We don't say that bal hashor means dafka man. Shor ha'yisoimim. Now, shor ha'yisoimim we had in the previous Mishnah. Avada they can't be chayiv. You have to make an apotropis. See, here the nekuda is that shor ha'yisoimim, you're right, they're talking about chayiv and the hezek. But maybe there'd be a mokum to say that shor gets skilo. So the answer is that the only shor that the Torah put through this din of being a retzech with the chalos chiv din miso is only where the bailum could be held responsible by midim suyemes, where you would have the din of kai for the fourth time around, but something which is completely not the owner's fault, it's shor ha'yisomim, they're not bale shmira. So then it doesn't have a din of a shor nisko. Shor apotropos, might as well say somebody's watching it. So memela, there's no reason why it shouldn't have a chiv skila. So the answer is like we said before by shor yisoyim, that's some shor. Avad is a shor yitzach. Shor hamidbor. Shor hamidbor is a shor l'chor, which is hefker. It's nothing to do with the owner. The kiyum hadin over here is a din the shor, not a din the owner. That's l'chor v'shteto. Shor hagdish. Shor hagdish also, you can't say that you're punishing the bailam of hagdish for the actions of the shor. The bailam of hagdish is shamayim. Rather, that's not the pshat. Shor ha-hegdish pshat is a din that's him shor, that's chai misa. Shor ha-ger shemeis vein le-yoshim is an interesting din that comes up in different places in Shas. A ger that died, and he didn't leave over a family. He was Magai as a ger tzedek. Lamaisi didn't leave over children. And his blood relatives, there's no said Yerusha. Ger shen is gai, kakot and shanel adami. So Mel the Gemara says that his nechosim become hefker. So we're talking over here about a shor which is hefker. By the way, what happens if it's nechosim hefker? Anybody who takes them, takes them. But lemaisa, the shor was ownerless. Vein lo yoshim harei lo chayav misa. They all have a din of a chiv misa because they didn't the shor. Yudah oimer shor hamidbar, shor hahegdish, shor hager shemeis p'tur min hamisa lefi she'en lam bailam. Yudah says a gevaldik echidish. Lemaisa, the Torah is nesiachas in the parsha to a shor that has an owner. V'hu ad beba'olov, the Torah says, Koifer, Bala Sharnoki, the Torah's Sig Vesiach in this din of Shor Hanisko, of Shor Haritzeach, is all in the context of Shor having an owner. So therefore he understands that even though Be'etzim, the din is a din, the Shor of Enlam Bailim, they don't have that din. Famously, Rebbe Ochber, the way he used to express this idea was Asher was hot nish ken baile me ken shor nish. I'll rationalize what the Baruch Be is saying. Hele gerede Baruch Be. An animal could be a natural force. The same way people could die or there could be hezekiah day, an earthquake, a flood, a fire, whatever it is. There are certain forces of nature which are controlled by people. A person lights a fire, he's chayiv. He digs a hole, b'shus harabim, he's chayiv. A shor is also a force of nature. But if I own it, I'm a chuyiv in shmira, that makes me responsible. There's a ma'aser mazik there. What ends if the shor is without an owner? Is that a ma'aser tzicha? Or what that is that's an act of nature. There would be a mokim lodun, and this is what Rebbe Yehuda holds lahalacha, that a shor without a bailim is not a din shor. Remember, he's an animal, he's not a person. A retzeach. Kimisa bailim kach misa shor. The fact that he has a bailim turns him into kiviyochol an individual as a din retzeach. But without that, he's just a force of nature. Well, there's no din of shor and iskal.